in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I speak into the lives of your children this morning and everyone who is on this online service, whatever may be the situation that has been tormenting them, whatever may be the condition that be a source of problem unto them, Lord, this morning I declare immediate expression of the occupants of that situation in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the fire of the Holy Spirit extinguish those situations and conditions right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord, praise the living Jesus. It is my pleasure this morning to welcome us once again to our online service of the Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach. And this morning, what am I speaking about? I want to thank God for those of us who link up with this ministry online on Wednesday for the Bible study, because we were discussing something very, very important for all of us at this critical time in the world. And today, the question I am asking is, are you occupied? Are you occupied? When I'm talking about being occupied, I'm not talking about just doing anything. Perhaps before I speak further, we should read our text. And I'm taking my text this morning from that passage in the book of Luke, chapter 19. And I'm going to read from verse 12 to 20. I want us to open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 19, and I want us to begin to read from verse 12, and we will stop at verse 20. And I know we aware of this passage, we call it the parable of the talents. This same passage is also replicated in the book of Matthew, but I want to read from the book of Luke. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Verse 13. And he called the servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Verse 14. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded his servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much everyone had gained by trading. Verse 16. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. Verse 17. And he said unto him, Where, thou good servant, because you have been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Verse 18. And the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has gained 5 pounds. Verse 19. And he said likewise unto him, Be thou also over 5 cities. Verse 20, which is the last verse we are reading. Another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is your pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. This morning, I said, I am asking a question. Are you occupied? One of fortunate things during the period of this pandemic is that many people have seen it as a time to sleep and wake up and eat if the food is available and gain more weight. The only thing that has accrued to some people is that they are fast becoming a big load of fat. In this passage that we read about a man. The Bible describes him as a nobleman who wanted to go to a place, and I'm going to really concentrate on verse 12 to 15, and I'm going to jump to verse 20. He called his servant together. He spoke with them, interact with them, and gave them a charge. And what did he do? He did 3 things. He called them, he empowered them, he charged them. Now, when I say, are you occupied? Occupation here, I know we have seen it there. I think we have preached the message before about occupy till I come. But now I want us to see in another dimension. The occupation I'm talking about is not about residency. When we are talking about occupation this time, we are talking about investing continuously your time and talent in pursuit of progress, irrespective of the odds or challenges. Maybe I should repeat myself again. What I'm talking about here is continuously investing your time and your talent in pursuit of progress, irrespective of the odds or the challenges. This man, he called his servants, and when he called them, he gave them a charge. But one thing following that verse 14, after he has spoken with them, there was a tough time. There was a time of crisis. If you look at that verse, I said that they sent a message that we will not have this man reign over us. And so if they were against the servant, the leader, then you can be sure that the servant had no peace. But 3 things this man did before the period of crisis. He called them. He empowered them. He charged them. Now, I want you to know, as children of God, you are called. You are not left alone. God has called you as his own. He has set you aside. He has separated you ever before the commencement of this pandemic. And secondly, he had empowered you. The man gave the servant talents, which means they were not left alone. Ever before the crisis, he gave them empowerment. No, the Bible said that he has given unto us, according to his power, all that pertain unto godliness, unto life and godliness. So God has already empowered us. And the thought he said that occupy till I come. And I said that occupation now is now about how do you continuously invest your time in pursuit of progress. The question I want to ask you, when this crisis is over, what will be the value addition to your life? When you go to that verse, let me just quickly go to verse 19. You find out that we have been reading where he started calling the servant one after the other. The man with the 10 pounds gained 10. The man with 5 pounds gained 5. But man with one, what did he say? He said, likewise, no, go to verse 20. I want to look at that verse 20. He said that, and another man came saying, Lord, behold, here is your pan, which I've kept in a napkin. What did he do? He only preserved what God had given unto him. The question I want to ask you this morning, during this period, are you playing a defensive game or you are progressive? Are you defensive or you are progressive? Many people, what they are doing now, just was, I don't want to contract COVID-19. I am keeping myself. I am following the rules. I am following instructions. Very good. Very good. But at the end of this crisis, if the only thing, the only testimony you have is that you have succeeded in defending yourself, you are be like this man who has kept the talent or the empowerment in a napkin. What am I saying? It is enough to continue to talk about what is happening. Yes, we have seen it. We have experienced it. We have it around. But look beyond that. When the wind is over, what is going to be your story? Your story is going to be that, well, I want to thank God that God has kept me. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will come to keep you. But you are done well. If the only thing you do during this crisis is just to preserve your life and preserve your health, God expected us that irrespective of the order of the crisis, we must continuously invest our time and energy in pursuit of progress. Let me tell you something, and everybody should know this. After this crisis, by the grace of God, the wars will be over very soon. Amen. After this thing is over, there's going to be a paradigm shift. Amen. The entire world, we experience a paradigm shift. But the question is this, will you be prepared for that time? I want to tell you something, that we are going to have three sets of people at the end of this crisis. Some will be worse off. And it's likely, it is not a negative prophecy that most people will be worse off. A lot more will be stagnant, but a few will be better off. Where do you want to locate yourself in these three places? places. And that is why you have to take this to mind, that you have to get yourself and position yourself for the post-COVID period. But you spend all the time playing defensive game. During this period, time might pass you over. It might take a lot more time to get adjusted to the new challenges. I want to tell you something. The entire world, we enter into a reset mode. A lot of things will change. And so many new opportunities will crop up. And where we were before should not be where we should be at that time. Let me give you a few examples. Just last week, Cambridge University announced that for the year 2020-21, they are moving all their teaching online. I don't know how many heard the news. They announced that they are moving all their things online. Sometimes they go, somebody called me and said, as you assist him to give so that because to help his wife to establish a business. I said, what kind of business? To be selling recharge card. And I said to myself, this is not the way to prepare for the future. Because post-COVID, everything is moving online. If you are selling a recharge card by the roadside, only those who buy 100 naira, 200 naira will come and patronize you. Don't want to buy 5,000, 2,000, what would happen? They will charge online. So if anybody is now looking for money to establish his wife in a business or selling the car by the roadside, that person is living the past. Now there are so many that's going to happen. In America today, they are resuscitating their steel industry, which means over dependence on China for steel will come to an end. Outsourcing will be reviewed. The concept of globalization will be adjusted. So these are the things we begin, you begin to address our mind to, so that by the time the wind is over, we are positioned to benefit from the opportunities that will follow this era. So, and that is why I want to challenge you. Use this time to reposition yourself. Use this time to re-strategize. Use this time to repackage yourself. Get some new skill set that will make you to operate in the new reset world. Because so many things will change. Now, the issue of country depending on importation will change. The oil economy, oil dependent economy even within our national environment will change, because now we are faced with a situation whereby even oil at a point was selling below the cost of production, which it was a negative value. And very soon after post-COVID, agricultural value chain will be a big business. So if anybody is not in the area of technology, or applying technology to what you are doing, or you are not plugging into the national opportunity within the agricultural value chain, or even trying to see how you can look for other avenues, and you are still saying where you are, you are thinking, when the COVID is over, I just pick up from where I left off, you are making a mistake. So this time to be occupied, just like the other servants, despite the odds, despite the challenges, they kept on pursuing progress. I am asking about doing something that you can use to launch yourself into new opportunity. Let me tell you something. It is during this period, during this inclement weather, that we must set our sail for the sunshine that's going to follow this cloudy weather. Let me tell you, after this cloudy weather, it's going to be sunshine. Yeah. Yes, today might be cloudy. Yes, today might be terrible, but let me tell you, after this period is over, there's going to be new opportunities. Yeah. It is during this part time of lockdown that we must begin to address our mind to the new, the great, and variegated opportunities that's going to follow this pandemic. So use this time to occupy yourself and do something novel. They say coronavirus is a novel virus. You also do something novel. Are you doing anything novel? You are only talking about novel coronavirus, and there's nothing novel about what you are doing. How do you get ready for the post-COVID era? If novel virus has come, you are saying you need some novel things to actually move ahead. It is not time to think that we will just be doing the way we are doing things before. No. Challenge yourself. Like even the churches now, even the church of God, we have to know that when this pandemic is over, we cannot continue the way we were before. There will be challenges that will require God to attend to. So we need to count on God for more grace, more anointing. Then the mode of operation of the church also, there will be some changes. So even as the church of God, we also need to prepare for the new challenges post-COVID. The church cannot be the same way it was before this pandemic. Everything, physically and spiritually, there must be advancement. So, but the question I want to ask you this morning, what are the skill sets that you are developing? I want to thank God for our Cedar Institute. I'm going to be announcing that one later, about a new trend that is coming up to prepare you for the post-COVID era. But when I'm talking about skill set, somewhere where during this pandemic, I've learned how to play Ludo. Is that a very useful skill set? Some people are developing some skill set, but they are useless skill set that cannot add value to their lives, cannot add a cobble to their income, cannot put food on their table. Any skill set that you are developing that cannot add value to your life, cannot put food on your table, cannot increase your income, it's a useless thing. So I'm not talking about now know how to play what, how to play cards. I'm not better. I cannot beat everybody in cards. When I play cards, I wasn't good in it before. And that's all you did during the pandemic. It's a waste of time. I am talking about developing pragmatic, realistic, and progressive skill set that can advance you. And let me tell you, even if you don't know what to do, you can cry unto God to give you unction, to give you leading, to give you direction. Because listen to me and listen very well. The world will not be the same again after this pandemic. We are not going to be where we were before after this pandemic. And the time to appear is so enough of talking about, you know, just the only thing we are talking about is statistics, when it's going to be over, when it's going to be locked, the lockdown is going to be last, where are we going to move around. When we start moving around, will things be moving up in your life? They can relax the lockdown. But if your brain and your spirit and your ingenuity is still locked at this time, where will you be when the lockdown is over? My brother, they can lock down the roads. They can lock down the market. But nobody can lock down your spirit. Nobody can lock down your brain. Nobody can lock down your ingenuity. There are so many training you can go through now to prepare yourself. And if you don't know even how to advance your work, your business, let me give you an example. Even those of us who are in the academics, This time to begin to ask ourselves, how do we benefit from things that will happen after this pandemic? So many things that we never knew about that we could do before. You can find that there are some things we are now realizing we can do. Why don't you now think of some other things you can do? Why don't you begin to think of research or invention or innovation that can make you to benefit from this post-pandemic era? If we think we are still going to, we just left off where we are and we just go back to it, it's a big mistake. It's a very big mistake. So let us begin to challenge ourselves, challenge our mind, and invest our time occupying progressively, not just taking residency. What many people are doing now is just to take residency of where they are. They say we should be locked down, so we are locked inside. But God expects that even despite all odds, we must continuously invest our talent and our time in pursuit of progress. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 3. Quickly, let us Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 3. Let's read what is there. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Even if you are confused, even if you don't know what to do, this time to seek the face of God for novel things. Tell God, my Father, after this thing is over, I don't want to be where I was before. Now this is the work I'm doing. How can I reshape it? How can I re-strategize it? How can I repackage it for the era that is coming? We have to know a new phase is coming in the world. And anybody who's staying in the last phase that we were before the pandemic will be an alien or a backbencher in the new phase that is coming. Let me tell you, whether we like it or not, the change has been forced on us. And therefore, this is a time to begin to anticipate it and begin to prepare for it. Any kind of work you are doing, any kind of business you are in, any kind of profession you find yourself, know that a new change is on the way. And begin to anticipate and begin to ask God, how do I push ahead when the change becomes a reality? The only thing that is just the bridge between and the change now is this period of the wind. After the wind will be over, the dust will settle, and then we face new realities. And therefore, let us begin to cry on God and say, call upon me, and I will show you new things which you know not. You know, if you in your mind, you are looking for new ways of doing things, you will see it. But if you never thought there's a need for that, you will never see it. Let me borrow a concept from the medical side, from the neurologist. There's what they call reticular activating system. What is it? I'm not a medical personnel, but I'll try to summarize. And it has been borrowed by behavioral sciences. Reticular activating system is talking about a kind of system of neurons within which things are put into your subconsciousness and awaken you to its reality. Let me give you an example. I remember when I became a Christian, when I was very young, there was some brother who specialized in demonology. Their reticular activating system has activated demon and everything. So that everything they see, they always see demon.
If they are going on the road and a rat will cross the road, there must be a demon behind it. They cannot pray any prayer. If you want to eat their food, they start by fighting by any demons. Why? They have put demons in their reticular activating system. If you want to buy a car and you decide you want to buy Honda, I point to some of who have Honda. I'm not having you in mind. The moment you make your mind want to buy Honda, when you travel from Ibadan to Lagos, you see so many Honda on the way. You have been traveling before, you never noticed those Honda Accord. You never noticed other Honda Civic. But because you have decided now you want to buy Honda, you will be seeing Honda everywhere you go. Why? Because it's already in your reticular activating system. Now is the time to put change into your reticular activating system, that you are looking for a new thing in your life. You are looking for a new way. You are looking for a new route. When you are having that your reticular activating system, everything you will be primed for change. We prime for new thing. We will prime for progress. But if you do not put it in your system right now, and you just feel that the way we were before, just we will still be again, by the time the wind is over, you'll be asking some foolish and stupid questions. You know, I like what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. Quickly, I want us to read it, and I'll then go and try to round up this service. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. Say not thou, what is the cause of this former? What is the cause that the former days were better than this? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. If I put in NIV, maybe we'll read it. NIV put it, say that. Do not say, why were the old days better than this? For it is not wise to ask such a question. By the time the COVID is over, so we say, but things are better, things are worse. Now, why is it that now things are not like this? Dollar used to be, before COVID, it used to be 360. Why is it now 420? Our salary used to be this one. Why is it this now? Because they are not prepared for a new phase, they will begin to ask questions about the old good days and begin to wonder. They'll be in wonderment as to why are things better? Were things better before than now? But what do I will say? Say, this is not. For it is not wise. Let's go back to King James. King James say, for in this, you have not asked wisely. He said, for thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Don't put yourself in the way you'll be asking some stupid and foolish question. But put yourself in a mode that you are reset for new opportunity. That you are reset for new things. Stop asking foolish questions and engaging in unnecessary debate. And at that time, you see people, they will now begin to argue and be debating. Hey, it was this or that. Because they begin to have this 1,001 reason. Last week, somebody asked me a question. I was having a radio program, live interview, and they asked me the origin of coronavirus. Do I believe whether it was genetically? I said, look, my friend, I don't want to go into barren argument or genealogy or the origin or etiology of coronavirus, whether it was genetically originated or that's not the question we answer. The question is, how do we deal with it? Now, those questions to me are not, they are good, but they are not the pertinent question. See, when you do not prepare at this time, when this thing is over, you'll be asking questions that are not pertinent. They will be logical questions. They be valid questions, but they won't be questions that can really address your life. So what am I saying? I want to challenge us that we have talked enough about this pandemic. We have argued enough about it. We have given so much attention. But now let us begin to give our life more attention post-COVID. Let everybody sit down in his house and his room and ask himself, what's going to be my lot when this crisis is over? How do I push ahead? How do I move forward? How do I step up my game? How do I become better? How do I advance? These are the things I want us to begin to agitate our mind to. And let me tell us once again, going back to the book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 3. He said, as you call upon me, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 3. He said, call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. God will give you ways you have not known before. God will give you ideas that never crossed your mind before. God will lead you to a new height you never dreamed about before. But this time to call upon him. This time to walk towards it. This is what time to put within our reticular activating system. This time to prime ourselves for it. This time to challenge ourselves for it. Don't let us prepare to go back to where we were before COVID-19. Let every one of us, as individuals, as the church of God, as families, let us call on God. Yes, we are praying about the pandemic. We are praying about that the siege will be over. But now, I'm trusting God that the siege will soon be over. Amen. But let us now spend enough time calling on God to show us new things, new ways, and new levels. A new face that we must aspire and attain to post-COVID. And that is why I want to encourage you to be a part of this program that this ministry is organizing from the 1st of June to the 8th of June. And let me just tell you what is the title of that program. It's called Post-COVID-19 Career Path Development, Adaptability and Resilience for Current and Future Opportunities. Post-COVID-19 Career Path Development, Adaptability and Resilience for Current and Future Opportunities. Let me tell you, my dear brother and my dear sister, new opportunities will arise, will come up post-COVID-19. But this period, don't spend most of your time playing defensive game. If the only thing you are doing is just to say you are defending yourself, you are protecting yourself, you are done good, but you are not done well. But you need to play a progressive game by spending quality time to develop skill set that can advance you and increase your income. And like I said, no useless skill set that are just like of no value. But let me tell you something, by the grace of God, we are going to move higher. Amen. We are going to go better. Amen. We are going to plunge into a new phase of opportunities. Amen. See, as there is going to be so many people who will be complaining, at the end of the period, there is going to be new opportunity for people who are ready to launch into and get new things. And you are going to put one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I can see everything turning around for. I can see everything turning around
for. Oh yes,
I can see everything. I can see everything. Everything. Everything.
can see everything turning around. Everything turning around. Everything turning around. I can see everything turning around. Everything
turning around. Everything turning around. For a good cause we can see everything turning around.
Everything
turning around.
I can see everything
turning around.
Everything turning around. Everything turning around. I can see everything
turning around.
Everything turning around.
Everything turning around for my.
I can see everything
turning around.
Everything turning around.
Everything turning around for my good.
The Bible says, call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you have not known. This is a great verse. Can you stand on your feet anywhere you are watching me, or you are listening unto me this morning, or whatever time zone where you are? Call unto me. This is God talking. I will show you, which means you have not seen it. You might not have known it. You might not have crossed your mind. But my brother, my sister, believe me, new opportunities will come after this period. But you need to see it. You need to know the field where you need to plow. Know where you, as a sheep, you need to graze. There has got to be new feet. Say, I will show you great and mighty things without knowing not. Begin to ask God that, God, open my eyes. Open my eyes to the new things, to the new ways, to the new face that as you log onto post-COVID. Yes, I'll be crying unto you to protect me, and I know you're going to protect me. I'll be crying unto you to preserve me, and you're going to preserve me. I'll be praying that I will not be a victim of COVID. I know I will not be a victim by your grace. But now I'm going beyond that. I'm no longer only the same defensive. I'm going to be progressive. So therefore, God, open my own eyes. Things that other people might not see. Give me new ideas. Give me new unction. Give me new inspiration. In the mighty name of Jesus. Manta di baba kasi de liba. Ra anda kuske bobo shoboli. Ra anda kuri mama kaski de liba. Ringege semboliga. Masupa baba kasanta liba. Some job might close and a new job will open. So cry unto God that prepare me, guide me, lead me to be among those who benefit from the new things that will happen when this wind is over. Man say ketri mama, that things will turn around for my good. At the end of the day, I will not be among those who is asking foolish questions. I will not be asking unnecessary questions. I beg you, buy. Kilo wa shele buy yo. Kilika wa shele buy yo. What do we do now? That you will not be among those who will be asking foolish and stupid questions. But you are among those that God is going to advance. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time. I bless your name for the privilege you are giving us to share your word and listen to you once again. I pray for all those who are listening unto me this time. Unto them, you show new things, show them new ways, give them new auction. In the mighty name of Jesus, cause everyone to be smart and to be wise. During this period, the mighty name of Jesus, help everyone to prepare himself or herself for the challenges posed this era. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that to help everyone to restructure and repackage and relaunch for the great opportunity that will follow this period in the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, everyone that's hearing me today, you help to move on to higher grounds when this phase is over in the mighty name of Jesus. None will be stagnant, none will be retrogressive, but everyone will be advanced by your grace and by your might in the mighty name of Jesus. Is there anyone who is crying, who is wondering, oh Lord, but what do I do? Oh Lord, but I don't know what to think about. Lord, I pray for if there are such people this morning, you will lead them. They will hear a voice, that's your voice, that will guide them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, there are some who are already thinking and trying some things. I pray that your power of the Holy Spirit will come upon their effort and upon their skills. And Lord, you prepare them unto greatness and advancement in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for this ministry. Post this period, we are going to move higher. We are going to go further. We are going to expand more. In the mighty name of Jesus, individually we'll be better off. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.